Gamecast from MSN.
Hello, dear listener. This is Ian Lee. Welcome to the MSN Gamecast. I'm joined, as always, by Nick Taylor.
Good afternoon.
Hey, Nick.
Hello.
Verity's not here. Where on earth is Verity today?
She's double booked
this
again.
This is the second time, third time she's done this?
It is. I think we should question her commitment to the podcast at this time.
Seriously, Verity, what on earth is going on? What's she up to? Anything exciting?
She's at the basketball.
The what?
That wasn't the answer you were expecting.
No, I thought she'd be like some game event or some launch. She's at basketball.
She's at the basketball, yeah. It's something to do, an Olympics warm-up event. So she's gone to the basketball to take photos.
They've been doing a lot of these Olympic warm-up events. They closed down London for the bicycles.
Hmm?
Yes, they did. They closed down London for the bicycles at the weekend. But also they've been doing, we can do this because Verity isn't here.
Yeah.
They had the ladies' beach volleyball.
Yeah. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. One of my colleagues got invited to that, and no invite for me.
No invite for me.
Very unfair.
So it's going to be kind of a boy zone. We'll try and keep it everything above the waist. We don't want anything too fruity or too rude. You've been playing loads this month.
Oh yeah, I've been playing a bit here and there. It's a bit of a quiet month for games.
It's very quiet. I should warn you now, dear listener. Probably not going to be our best game cast that we've done. There's just not a lot happening really. So if you're thinking, do you know what? I got better things to do this month. Go and do it. Come and join us next month. I know we shouldn't really say that stuff, but I'm just being honest. But then saying that, it might turn out to be a corker. Well, fast forward to the end, right? And in the last 30 seconds, we'll tell you whether it was good or not and whether you should go back and listen.
It sounds like the perfect plan.
What have you been playing?
Deus Ex, Human Revolution.
Ooh, hello, cheeky.
Yes, I've been looking forward to this one for quite a long time. And got hold of that. It's great. Really, yeah. You know, it comes across in the trailers that you have that this is very heavily inspired by Blade Runner,
yeah,
and other kind of sci-fi movies.
I very nearly got to interview Harrison Ford last week.
Did you?
Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig, and I couldn't do it because I was doing something rubbish, but I couldn't go. And it was for the new Cowboys and Aliens film, and I'm not. One of my best friends, Conan, is a huge Harrison Ford fan, and so I was going to do it just so I could go and get him to sign a copy of Blade Runner for him. That would be kind of cool.
That would be great.
But I didn't, so that's not a story.
I've heard he's quite kind of downbeat in interviews.
I could believe that.
Yeah.
I could. Grumpy is what you're trying to say.
I could
believe that. Mm. Anyway, Deus Ex, Human Revolution.
Deus Ex, yes. So, yeah, very Blade Runner influence. There's a really cool bit early on, actually, where when you wandering around a police station and you go into one of the interview rooms and they're chatting about the movie RoboCop.
Oh, right.
The whole thing's set in 2027 in this game. So RoboCop's quite an old film then. And he's going, oh, you've never heard of RoboCop?
Wow,
like, you know, where have you been? And as you later on hack into the computer, you find out this guy's name is actually Alex Murphy.
Oh, hello.
So just nice little nods to old school sci-fi films like that throughout. But the world itself is quite nicely realised like that.
Yes.
It looks beautiful. It's kind of open world, but on a smaller scale than you might imagine from a game like GTA, for instance.
Okay, good. I think sometimes those games are too sprawling.
Yeah, exactly.
Kind of rein us in a bit. Otherwise, I spent hours just like in the wrong place going, well, there's nothing happening.
Yeah, you can't get too lost anywhere.
Good. I hate those games. Some games are... where you've got to do a certain thing or walk past a certain bit to trigger off the rest of the game. Because I spent ages just going, well, I've got to be in here somewhere and I've got to hit a light switch. I found that with, what was that awful game that everyone loved? Heavy Rain, Dark Rain, Heavy Rain. Was that
Heavy
what it was
Rain,
called?
Yeah.
Awful. Just, you know, you had to...
Cracking game.
I spent hours in the kitchen going, how do I get the boy to go to... I need the boy to go to bed so I can do the next thing. And I was going, do your homework. I'm not doing that. Do you want some oranges? I don't want any oranges. I watched the cartoon for like 20 minutes. Going, where's the trigger?
I was talking about Heavy Rain the other day, actually, and how good it was. We're never going to agree on this.
Never going to agree on this
a
one.
Fine game. But Deus Ex,
yeah, sorry, I keep
like
going off on tangents. I'm going to shut up and have a...
So you can rest assured that despite not liking Heavy Rain, you might still like Deus Ex. Completely different.
Yeah.
But it's really focused on the kind of stealthy side of things. They made a really big deal about how you can play any way that you like.
Yep.
But if you even attempt to go into this game just like with guns blazing, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
Because... you're not a strong enough character,
right.
And it's the sort of game where gunplay comes out every now and again, but most of the time it feels a bit more like Splinter Cell or Metal Gear Solid, yeah, where you're kind of sneaking around trying not to get discovered. And I like that kind of game. Yeah. So if you're into stealthy games, you're into games with a strong story behind them, then it's definitely worth checking out.
You know, one of the worst things in those stealthy games, and even now in 2011, I think we are, 2011, wow, some games, quite a lot of games, too many games have it. You know when you're like, you're sort of trying to infiltrate the base and you're in their parking lot, which is American for car park, and there's like trucks and stuff and there's all security men walking around and you've got to roll under the trucks and you can sometimes get a strangle one and drag him under the truck and then sneak through. What they still do in some games is you can shoot one in the head and kill him and he will fall down and die dead and a security guard will go, and then just like carry on as if nothing's happened. Yeah. Is that going to be a factor of Deus Ex?
This has that.
It's easy. If you're a security man and you see a dead security man, you're going to do more than go, oh well. You're going to set off an alarm, get on your walkie-talkie, you're going to suddenly go into a defensive posture.
Yeah. I mean, they do for a while. They go on high alert, and you do have to hide the bodies.
And then 30 seconds later, when it's gone from the red to the green, you can start crawling around again because they've forgotten.
And they go, oh, well, we're not going to find him. And
we'll let that go. Jerry's dead. It don't matter. Yeah. Well, hopefully no more of us will die.
Yeah.
That kind of nonsense. Okay.
Yeah. So it's a little like that. The artificial intelligence is a little bit questionable in places.
Yeah.
There was one bit very early on where I was discovered and suddenly had about five enemies all flanking me. So I thought, I'll just run through that door.
Yeah.
And I ran through the door, which is just an automatic door.
Yeah.
And they didn't come after me. You could hear them all the other side of the door going, come out here. Where are you hiding? But they didn't think to
the other option is like hide in a barrel. If you hide in a barrel, then they forget. Was someone here? No.
Yeah.
Let's go and look over here again. And, you know, it's okay. Mm. Run through doors. Okay, well. But a thumbs up.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
What else have you played?
I've been playing From Dust, which is a downloadable game on Xbox Live.
Okay.
Also coming to PlayStation soon, apparently. This is a bit like the evolution of Populous. Did you ever play Populous back in the day?
No, was that the one where you had to like build a city? One of those kind of games?
It was a bit like that, yeah, a God game.
Right.
It was one of the original God games around the time of SimCity and everything. But Populous was more set back in the pre-industrial times.
Okay.
So you just get this green landscape.
And you
have to create communities out of it. And I loved Populous, really did. And this reminds me quite a lot of Populous, but with much more flashy graphics and a bit more fast-paced because it's only a downloadable title, so there's only a few
single player, multiplayer,
a single player.
Okay,
But
what's the point of it? Single player. Surely the point of those games is that you build up your populace and then you go and attack someone else's populace and try and destroy their populace.
Well, that's what I would like as well. Actually, but I think
otherwise you're just building up people and just going, I've built. Built a town?
Yeah, well, you're given challenges in this
to
fight against.
Yep.
So in one, it's that there's a tsunami coming, so you need to be able to get across the map. There's an area in the map that you have to get to in order to gain this power that protects you from the tsunami.
A wall. I guess, is it a wall? I don't know.
It's not a wall, actually. Right. No. Because it's a big tsunami.
Okay, right,
so
okay.
Come over the wall. Big wall would be no good.
No good.
You need a spell. So you get the spell instead.
Of course you do. I don't know what I was thinking. Of course you need a spell. Oh. Of course you do.
What's the best protection against a tsunami?
A spell. Yeah.
So then you get that and you can blow this horn and the tsunami doesn't come anywhere near you.
Okay.
There you go. See? So that's From Dust. I can tell I've sold it to you.
Listen, I'm not. To be honest, I'm just being polite listening to those two games. You played a bit of Dead Island.
This is
what I'm here for. This is the only reason I'm in this room today is to touch someone. There we go. I've touched you. Who's played it? Any good? What good is it?
You're excited about Dead Island. Why are you excited about Dead Island? What's the one reason?
Zombies.
And that trailer.
Yeah,
presumably.
And the trailer, which is amazing, which is all in slow motion, it's all backwards. It's all wonderful. Yeah.
Yeah. It's nothing like the trailer. Nothing like the trailer at all.
Nuts.
It's more like Dead Rising in the way that it plays. You're you're pitched into this beach resort place, and the only thing that you can do is fight off zombies with whatever comes to hand.
Okay.
It's just the same as Dead Rising.
It still sounds quite good.
But yeah, so you have to like grab any old weapon like broomsticks and hammers and things like that and just go fighting your way through all of the zombies. And yeah, it is still quite good, but it's just nothing like that trailer at all. So if you're hanging out for Dead Island based purely on that trailer, then take another look.
It's very naughty because everyone that trailer kind of went mental on the internet and everyone's going, oh, this looks great. And if it is just Dead Rising, which is a decent game, then they do that. I went to see Captain America the other day. A bit rubbish. Have you seen it?
No.
It's a bit rubbish. And also, I saw it. I didn't know that I was going to go and see it in 3D, but it was the only screening they had 3D. So suddenly it's not 12 quid, it's 17 quid.
Ouch.
Sitting 3D. There wasn't that much. There was not really a lot of 3D going on. I kept taking my glasses off to go, is this really working? And there wasn't really any 3D. You know, you didn't do the thing where you pick up a cricket bat or a baseball bat and kind of point it to the screen. There's none of that going on. It was rubbish.
I keep hearing this about movies as well. People saying, I had to watch it in 3D because it was the only screening that there was.
The only screening that was on.
They seem to be really be pushing it at people and then going, oh, by the way, it's an extra five.
Yeah, exactly. It cost me, like, with my Revels and my nachos with extra cheese and jalapenos, it cost me sort of nearly 30 quid.
To watch a film.
To watch a film. I think I might as well buy it on DVD and then give the DVD away straight away.
Yeah.
Because it'll still only cost me 15 quid and I can have my own snacks.
Yeah, Rebels are cheaper that way.
I do like Rebels though. And tonight I'm off to see Super 8, but in 2D.
I'd like to see Super 8.
I had someone told me last night they were very disappointed by it because it wasn't. They were expecting, you know, like a sort of Cloverfield type thing.
Yeah.
And they said it's more like The Goonies and Stand By Me. Like, it's like a kid's film. And
that sounds good though.
Sounds wicked. There's two of the best films with aliens. I'm in.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go and see that tonight.
Sold.
Lovely. Anyway, Dead Island, no good.
Dead Island, yes, definitely good.
Okay.
Just not like the trailer. That's all. I mean, I think that will put a lot of people off because they'll come to it expecting something a bit more emotional and almost a bit more like Heavy Rain, actually. Like I think something a bit more heavily story focused, because that's what that trailer hints at.
Yeah,
and it's not like that at all.
Did you did they send it to you, or did you go to like a little party?
It was a preview. They sent it to us and it was a walled off preview, so you could only play it for an hour and then it stops.
Excuse me, what?
Yeah, exactly. This is preview time. Like, we haven't had the review code.
That's very very tight.
Yeah.
Because I was gonna say, you know, if you go to those little preview parties, are you ever honest about the game? Well, I remember when we went to the Tokyo Game Show together and we played we played two terrible games. But was it Red Steel and Avatar? And they were both stinkers. Mm. But we're going. I mean, the fair play, the Avatar man was really trying to sell it to us. We were there for ages, and we were both kind of off our faces because I'd literally just flown into Japan 3 hours before, and you hadn't been there much longer, and so we're terribly jet lagged. And it was obviously an awful, awful game. And we every time we were like about to go, that was in 3D as well, every time we were about to go, well, okay, guys, let me get you to this next level. And this next level is really cool because, look, if you can do... it's ripped off another video game in this level. Brilliant.
Yeah.
But I suppose if you're too honest actually at the events, you stop getting invited to the events, don't you?
There is a feeling of that.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't completely slate a product on a preview
betas and things like that. You have to be very careful.
I mean,
you
have to wait until you've seen the real final,
definitely
the final game, and so you can forgive small things, but Avatar at that stage was pretty clear.
It was turkey. They must have sold about, I forgot to bring in I want to say Harold Lloyd, but it's not Harold Lloyd. It's not Crackdown. Duke Nukem. I don't know what's coming with those.
Yes.
We're giving that away as a prize, aren't we? What was the competition?
The competition was to come up.
Just skip to the end now. That was to come up with a rumour.
It was the competition for Duke Nukem was to come up with a plot line for the next Space Invaders.
Oh, okay. And how many entries did we have in that competition?
Well,
come on, guys. Listen, right. We got the Facebook page. I went on there a while ago. What's wrong? Have you gone off Facebook? Is Facebook the new Friends Reunited or something? What have we done something wrong? Come on, team. Competition's open another month. I want to get rid of that turkey.
Extended.
give us the plot for the Space Invaders movie and you can have my signed copy of Duke Nukem, for goodness sakes. Okay, so Dead Island is out on September the 9th.
Yes.
We've got some other games that are coming out. Driver, San Francisco. Driver, is that a reboot?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, this is going back.
I don't know what I mean by a reboot. What I mean by a reboot is the first one but done good again.
Yeah, well, it's sort of that. It's going back to the values that made the original Driver games good. So they've taken out all the stuff like that you can get out of the car.
Okay,
and all
of that.
Because they've realised GTA does it much better.
Yeah.
So now you can't get out of the car, but the plot of Driver San Francisco is that it's all in a dream. So it's taking some cues from mid-80s soap operas, it would seem. But the benefit to that is that you can do things that you wouldn't be able to do in a normal driving game, because it wouldn't make sense. So you're in a car at one point and you can instantly port into another car if you see one going by that's faster. And I've played this at a preview and it does actually work quite nicely.
Yeah.
Because it's all an issue of the timing of whether you switch across at the right time. And that way you can go shooting around the city and grab cars without having to get out running around. I'm not sensing that you're down with it.
No, listen, I know we've just said you shouldn't judge a game from a beta. You certainly shouldn't judge a game from your description of it. it's even worse. But really? The thing about Driver, right, was it was awesome, because it was before GTA, I think, did that. And GTA kind of, let's say, borrowed heavily from that dynamic when it relaunched the series. And it was exciting that you were driving around town, you're driving in a car, you're doing all this bits and pieces. I can't remember what you were doing, but it was just a lot of fun to drive around. Don't mess with that formula. Don't have me porting. Guys, don't have it as a dream. What is that? It's a video game. You can do anything in video games anyway. You don't have to add the conceit that it's a dream.
It is a strange cop-out to make it a dream. But yeah, I think it's... do you like driving games? Are you into driving games?
Very much so. Yeah. But the Burnout series, as we discussed before, is one of the greatest... Mm. Burnout Revenge, one of the greatest driving games of all time.
Yeah. Yeah, I love the Burnout series. And that's another game that I got a brief look at the other day, actually. It takes a lot of cues from that.
Right.
Which is Ridge Racer Unbounded.
Ridge Racer Unbounded. Now, I saw the trailer for this. This is online. You can go and have a cheeky look at this. I'm a big fan of the original Ridge Racers, partly because Ridge Racer was one of the first games I got with my PlayStation when I got back into that. I used to love the arcade games. And it's just kind of like it's just a straight, non-realistic driving game, you know, where the physics don't make sense.
Yeah.
You know, and I kind of like that. It's like I can't put it into words, but, you know, I think with your Gran Turismos and things like that, the physics got too real and it all got too real and it's all real. I like the stupidity and the nonsense of the original Ridge Racing games. Is that still there? That was a long way around, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, it's even more so than ever, really. Brilliant. It's far less realistic than other Ridge Racer games have been in the past, because you can drive through walls.
There we go, that's it.
And in fact, not only can you drive through walls, it's pretty much the whole point of the game.
Yeah.
And you go bombing through underpasses, taking out the pillars as you go.
I'm there. And the underpass collapses?
No, it doesn't.
Oh,
it stays
beautiful.
Up.
Wonderful.
So nothing makes sense at all.
Good,
but, so...
No porting in Ridge Racer. You're not going to port into another car in Ridge Racer, are you?
No porting available, I'm afraid.
Does it still have excellent soundtrack?
Though I haven't seen the soundtrack, but no.
Was Summer Breeze, was that Ridge Racer, or was that Sega? It might have been one of the Sega ones. I remember one of them, you could sit in the arcade, but I think it might have been the Sega, actually, and you could tune, you could pick your track on the radio.
That sounds a bit like Daytona.
It might have been Daytona, it could have been Daytona. And you spent ages, do I want Summer Breeze? Or, yeah, let's have that, man.
Yeah, and they all sounded pretty much the same.
They all sounded pretty. Speaking of video game music, I can say this because I've just been asked to host it. I'm comparing an event at the Royal Festival Hall.
Fancy.
This isn't an advert for me because I get paid whatever. If you want to come, wicked. If you don't want to come, whatever. I don't. You know, I'm getting a check. The Royal Festival Hall. I think it's the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Maybe the Royal Philharmonic. I think it's the London Philharmonic Orchestra. Friday the 2nd of September, and they're just playing video game music.
That sounds awesome.
They're just playing. And I met the guy today, who's organising it. They're playing Angry Birds. what other ones are they playing? They're playing... This is the London Philharmonic Orchestra playing Angry Birds. He said they might play some Mario stuff.
There must be
Elder
some
Scrolls.
Final Fantasy in there.
I think there's going to be some Final Fantasy.
Yeah.
And it's going to be an evening of an orchestra playing video game music.
That
and I'm
immense.
Comparing it. And I said to him, because I've got no idea what I've got to do. We're recording this, I guess, two and a half weeks before it's happening. And by coincidence, I bumped into this guy today, a very lovely chap called Andrew. And I said, the evening sounds brilliant. What do you want me to do? He said, well, basically, the orchestra will be playing. You just come on in between each one and do some compere stuff. I have no idea what that means. Is that what? Do I just go, that was, this is? Do I do jokes? Do I do a bit of... I've got no idea.
That's not a very detailed brief,
no,
is it?
No, just do some compere bits. But I cannot wait. I'm so excited. A, because the Royal Festival Hall is awesome. Mm-hmm. B, because anything played by the London Philharmonic is going to be great. I can't wait to hear it. It's going to sound amazing.
That would be awesome. Do you get to have any requests?
Yeah, what music? Oh, so I'll get Summer Breeze. I'll have a bit of Summer Breeze from Daytona or whatever it's from. Yeah, we'll have some of that.
Stick it on.
Very exciting. So if you're coming to that, dear listener, then, you know, come and say hello to me. I'll probably be wearing a suit and everything.
Awesome.
I guess I'll be suited up. Come and say hello. Wave me. Don't shout during the concert. Orchestras don't like that. It's not like we're going to go and see Blur or something where you can shout and say, it's all proper and posh.
Yeah, no, this is serious
and
stuff.
Ting,
yeah.
In it, so.
I want to let us know on the Facebook page what game music you would like to hear played by the London Philharmonic.
Do something on the Facebook page. Come on, kids. It took Nick 15 minutes to set that page up.
Yeah, it was a busy afternoon.
But do, please, let us know. Anyway, okay, what else? We got some Kinect Rise of the Nightmares. What's that?
This is one of very September few 9th. Serious Kinect games, right. As in hardcore gamer Kinect games.
Yeah.
And it's basically a survival horror, first-person perspective. You wake up and you're some American tourist who's suddenly in this nightmarish place full of zombies, and you have to fight them off using your hands and
feet.
She's
doing a bit of punchy-punch.
Absolutely, yeah. So it's all about, you know, fighting with your Kinect.
Sounds all right.
It looks pretty cool. Yeah. The previews are strong. People are saying it's really good fun.
I miss light guns. I really miss light guns. I got about a year ago now, actually, I managed to track down on eBay a light gun for my Dreamcast, and I got it all set up. And of course, it doesn't work on HD TVs. You need old school TVs. Yeah. There's nothing better than playing a bit of House of the Dead, which is, you know, relentless zombie action, and play with a light gun.
Well, that's the Wii for you then.
Yeah,
really, isn't it?
Yeah,
that's
about
the closest thing that, for that. Did you have House of the Dead Overkill for a Wii?
Is that the one where it swears?
UMFUBUS.
I didn't like that.
Did you not?
Well, I just thought. Well, I did like it, actually. I liked it, but we played through it in 2.5 hours and it was done. It was good, actually. No, I'm being harsh on it. It was good. I do kind of wince a bit at swearing in video games.
Yeah.
There seems to be quite a lot of it. I was playing something the other day and my wife was in the room and I kind of felt a bit embarrassed. Because it did feel like they put it in just because they could put it in, you know, and it's like, it doesn't really...
I think they definitely did in Overkill, but that was the point.
Yeah, it was the joke, wasn't it?
Yeah.
No, Overkill was a good game.
I know what you mean. When I was playing Call of Juarez the other day, that's exactly like that. It's just got loads of effing and blinding in it for no real purpose other than to try to be cool, and it just falls flat on its face.
And listen, I'm not a prude. I like a good swear. I think a perfectly timed swear, and again, my wife disagrees on this, perfectly timed swear can be very threatening, can be very humorous, can get a great laugh with a good old swear. But just, there's a lot of these games, it is F this, F that.
Mm.
I sound like my mum. I have turned into my mum. Okay, so Kinect Rise of Nightmare, September the 9th. Gears of War 3, here we go.
20th of September.
You must be wetting yourself.
Boom. Oh, I'm looking forward to it. There's other games that I'm more excited about this autumn, but right. Gears 3 is going to be huge.
Yeah.
It's four-player co-op. There's huge mech suits in it that you can climb into. It's just going to be bigger and bulkier than the other Gears, so lots of fun.
FIFA 12. What happens? What's different in this one? What you can be the bloke that sells the pies at half time or something. They always try and add a little. Like FIFA, but they should just take a couple of years off.
No chance of that, is there?
I always buy these FIFA games, play it for like a week, and then never play it. And then the next one comes out. I'll be honest, I've not played much since we last recorded a Gamecast. But I'm going away on holiday next week. Then I'm coming back a week before my wife and my son. So I've got the house to myself for a whole week.
Game time.
Games, pizzas and pants. That's it, man. That is it.
Sorted.
Dirty.
Bachelor pad for the week.
Are you
FIFA or PES?
FIFA. Always been FIFA.
All the way, yeah?
Never Always been FIFA. Because I can't... What's all this stupid Dwayne Crooney and Navid Reckham?
London FC and things like that, yeah.
It's just pointless, and I don't buy these PES dudes that go, the physics in Pez, you know, is much better than... It possibly may have been. I don't think it was, because I did have a go. This didn't work. That was awful. Yeah, I thought it was awful. And now I think it's generally accepted, isn't it, that FIFA is the best one, isn't it?
FIFA's the daddy these days.
Yeah.
I used to love Pez back, sort of 2005 up to about 2006 maybe. It was definitely better than FIFA then. I thought more flowing gameplay, but FIFA just got better and better.
Yeah.
So much.
Is Pro Evo even going? Are they still turning that out?
Yeah. PES 12 is coming, and that's in October.
Okay.
And it looks like it could be quite a big step up towards FIFA again now.
They've got a real footballer's name in it or something.
I think they've got most of the license.
Have they got it now?
Okay. They're working on it. I don't think they've got them all.
It's just ridiculous. Ico and Shadow of the Colossus Collection. Ico is a fantastic game. It kind of was. Ico was the one where you were holding the little girl's hand, wasn't it? Yes, it was that one. Yeah. Okay, right. That was a fantastic game that kind of got overlooked because it was a bit
were they both
slow
really?
And thoughtful and intelligent.
Yeah. So they've both been HD remade and released for the PS3.
Beautiful.
Which, it's great news, apart from the fact that I never played Shadow of the Colossus first time around.
Right.
So I thought recently that I should put that right.
Yeah.
And obviously it was only out for the PS2, so I didn't have a PS2 anymore. I had to go out and buy one in order to buy the game. So I went to all of this expense. And then they remade it. Nina bothered. Where's my 70 quid back, Sony?
Well, sorry, I thought you were going to speak for longer there. That's why... I was chewing on a Jaffa cake there. It's the fuel of the MSN Gamecast.
Mm.
You talk about your PS2 cost you 70 quid.
With the game it did.
Okay, all right. Still quite pricey.
Yeah.
You were done, I think.
Well, yeah. It was a little
PS3 is coming down in price. That's my neat little segue into that. And it's coming down quite a bit.
Yeah.
It seems.
Under £200 now. £199 for your PS3. That's pretty good.
Now, what does this tell us? Is it they're not selling enough? Is it kind of in the build-up to Christmas to try and crank one more year out of it? Is it that Sony have got something up their sleeve that they're going to drop on us next year, and this is a way to kind of clear out a bit of a backlog?
Yeah, I reckon those are the two theories.
Right.
It's either selling so poorly that they really need to give it a shot in the arm, or they're limbering up to announce the successor to it, which could come next year's E3, maybe.
Yeah.
I don't know, I'm probably leaning towards the idea that it's just not selling enough.
Were telling me on the lift on the way up,
if
you want to know what our lives are like, we get the lift here, that Xbox is the last 7 months, 8 months is...
7 months in a row.
Totally outsold.
In the States this is, that Xbox has been outselling both the PS3 and the Wii.
Wow.
So, that's really strong for Xbox, and Sony must be looking at a thing, and we really need to catch up here. So that price cut...
Yeah.
Really does make it a lot more affordable, and getting under that magic £200 barrier as well.
Okay, very exciting. Price drop for the PSP as well. New model's going to be, 99 euros. What does that translate to?
I think it's going to be 99 quid as well.
Okay.
But they've made this new model of the PSP, which is a bit weird because the PS Vita's coming quite soon.
So hang on, there's a new PSP?
Yeah, but it's kind of less than it was before because they've taken all the Wi-Fi out of it. So it's kind of a bare bones PSP that you can get for 100 quid.
But
it's a strange.
They're doing some weird things, these game console people. They're doing some nonsense stuff. Was it the PSP Go?
Oh, God, yeah.
That never took off, did it?
No,
obviously a ridiculous idea. You can't buy a little disc for it. You've got to download everything.
Yeah.
Well, that's not going to work. Let's talk about the Vita, because that is important. This is kind of like the next... console, the next little handheld.
Yeah.
But they've pushed it back.
Yeah. It's been pushed back into 2012. Well, there was never a concrete date for it in the UK, but it was thought it could come out before Christmas.
Yeah.
Not anymore.
People are saying bad things about it, though.
Yeah, there was this guy from Heavy Iron Studios who was quoted as saying the PS Vita is going to be a car wreck on launch, which is pretty harsh.
Yeah.
But their main point seems to be that you can't sell a machine anymore, or a handheld machine at least, that just does games.
Right.
apparently, because the 3DS hasn't sold loads, that proves that
the
point.
The 3DS has had its price slashed as well.
Well, it has, yeah. And apparently has now bounced back in Japan. It's sold a shed load after that.
Right.
I mean, I don't agree with this point that you can't have a dedicated handheld games console.
Mm.
Because the PS Vita has so many great features on it that will just make it a must-buy for people that are into games.
It does seem, though, with like phones doing everything and iPads and laptops being smaller, that maybe there is something in that. And the 3DS didn't, you know, it is a great little console, but it didn't live anywhere up to its expectation in terms of sales. And that's mainly because we haven't had the games come out for it yet that have been you know, have pushed it to its limit. Maybe it is the death of the handheld console as we know it. You know, maybe just the specific gaming console where you get little cartridges and plug them in, maybe it is on its way out.
But surely there's a space there for dedicated machines, because you can read books on an iPad or on a phone or anything.
No, you can't.
But the Kindle is still selling really, really well, because it's a dedicated machine that does that job far better.
Yeah, but it's not for... hang on, you're about to say the dedicated machine that does the job far better than a book?
No, a Kindle does does a job far better than, say, an iPad or a mobile phone.
But you can get a bigger selection of books for the Kindle than you can for anything. I disapprove of Kindles as well, I think. If you're going to get a book. Do you know what I mean? Get a book. Yeah. They're not that big. Oh, I've got 5,000 books in my Kindle. Yeah, well, you look like an idiot. You know.
But what if you're going on holiday and you want to take...
You take books with you.
Books with you?
I'm going on holiday.
Heavy.
They're books.
I've got my Kindle, you see. I've got 1,000 books on there. I'm not going to run out.
What if you run out of battery? What if you damage the screen? What if you suddenly realise you look like an idiot reading it? Which is possible. I had a really good point to make about handheld games consoles, and you banging on about Kindles, Nick, has made me... Now I realise what Verity does. Not only does she kind of give us a feminine voice, but she's sort of the anchor that stops us going off too far into our flights of fantasy and nonsense. She steers the ship.
She does.
Now, I can't believe this for a second, but yeah, maybe I can. A games developer says that single-player games will be gone in 3 years.
Yeah.
I kind of can, because I do favour games that are multiplayer. I love going online and shooting a load of people in that kind of way. It sort of is much more fun to be. In fact, I was reading a couple of days ago that Nintendo have filed a patent for a game that is called in the patent... single player online game. So it's an online game, and apparently the premise is, from this weird report, is that it's single player, but you can see the effect that other players have had in the world. So, for example, I could go and build a building in this world, and you would see the building, but you wouldn't be able to interact with me. You wouldn't be able to find me. But you could then give a message to an AI person in the game.
Yeah,
and then the AI person could then give the message to me.
Okay, yeah.
I think.
That sounds a bit like Demon's Souls.
I don't know what Demon's Souls is.
Demon's Souls is one of the things that prompted this guy to go off on this rant about how single-player games are doomed.
Yeah.
And in that game, it's essentially a single-player game, but it's plugged into the internet.
Yeah.
So that other people can drop into your game world as ghosts, so you can't interact with them, but they can leave you little messages.
Okay,
and they can perhaps try to give you hints on how to get past the next stage.
Could you go and like just really annoy someone?
Well, you can lie, so you can try. You can give someone a hint, but actually, it's leading them completely down the wrong path.
That is beautiful.
And and there's a one part as you're playing a boss, it's actually another player who's controlling the boss character.
Wow.
So you can drop into the game in all these different ways like that, and that's what this guy's getting at, that you'll never have a truly single player experience in 3 years or so. There'll always be these little elements where you can drop in and out of other people's game worlds.
And then not everyone's, you know, we live in, well, I live in Poncy Media London, and you live in Poncia Media Brighton.
I do.
And not everyone's got the internet. Certainly not everyone's got broadband, you know. Is that fair on those people?
I would still value having a genuinely single-player game.
Yeah.
I like that experience of just playing a game sometimes, and it's just me playing it. And, you know, part of it is the fact that I like playing games, but I'm not very good at them.
Yeah.
Quite often, if I go online on a multiplayer game, I get absolutely battered by the competition. And sometimes I prefer to just play my own game and pretend that I'm actually doing really well.
Oh, bless you. But, that's sweet. That's sweet. By the way, I did something monumental a couple of days ago. We're having a big clear out. We're getting the whole house kind of decorated and stuff. And we've got so much junk in the loft.
Mm.
I did something, and I'm going to say this, and there's going to be a gasp from the people listening to this. I chucked out my Rock Band drum kit and one of my guitars.
No.
Yeah, I did. I did. I've got two guitars, kept two guitars, but the drum kit, not used it probably since my little boy was born. So that's about 18 months ago. We played it the night before my wife went into labour. She was playing the drums to try and, you know, we're a bit overdue. Anyway, so I left them on the doorstep or in the front, hoping someone would take them. No one took them.
Really?
But then they were there for a couple of days, and then the man that delivered the domino said, "Oh, I'll take your guitar." I said, "All right, wicked." And he never did.
Mm.
And then the builders are opposite us. They took the drums and they were just playing them, but like while they were building, and then they just left it over there. So I then took it into a charity shop today. The drums and the guitar, and the lady said, "Oh, they're not electrical, are they?" And the thing is, they were quite heavy, and they were a real effort to get there. So I went, "I don't think so. I don't know much about games," and I left them there. But I also took her a big box of kiddies toys. So I always think when you go to a charity shop, if you take like a big box of stuff, they should let you take something free. Because a while ago I took loads of stuff, like loads of DVDs and books to this thing, and then I wanted a CD, and he goes, "That'd be £2.50, please." I was sort of thinking, I know that in that box there are four really rare Kiss records that I could have sold on the internet for £40 if I'd been bothered.
Yeah.
The least you can do is give me this CD for free.
Getting into a bartering situation with a charity.
With Oxfam,
it's a bit unseemly, though.
Isn't it? So I had to pay it through gritted teeth and think, well, ugh. So anyway, so I've got rid of, so I won't be playing.
Wow, I can't believe you can even give it away. On your doorstep for the best part of a week.
No, but it was there for about five nights, and no one took it at all.
That's incredible.
The drum kit.
Because it's worth about £70 or something.
Back in the day, I reckon now it's
still.
But I probably could have got like £20-25 for it on eBay or something.
Yeah.
Got it. But I do feel bad that I lied to a woman in a charity shop. I mean, as lies go, it's not the worst lie in the world, but it's.
Yeah, it's all right. It's almost not electrical. It's not got a real plug on
it. Battery isn't electrical, is it? Battery is
yeah.
Plug. You're right. Plug is electrical.
Exactly, yeah.
Battery is just like.
You're not talking about plugging it into the mains.
Plugging it into the mains. That's crazy.
No.
Back to video games. Lollipop Chainsaw.
Yeah. Funny.
Is it Japanese? It looks Japanese.
Yeah, it's very Japanese. It's the developer guy called Suda51.
Okay, yes.
No More Heroes and Shadows of the Damned.
That was it, Shadows of the Damned. You're a hot cheerleader.
Yeah.
You see her pants a lot.
You do, yeah.
Killing zombies with a chainsaw.
With a chainsaw, yeah.
That's it.
Don't really need to know much else, do you?
When's that out?
Next year. Could be the most mental game of 2012, I think.
Battlefield 3 looks good.
It looks awesome.
Yeah, it looks great. Yeah, I saw that.
Like the jet planes.
Yep.
That looks like something substantially different to Modern Warfare 3.
Yep.
In terms of you can pretty much do whatever you want.
Mm.
Go zooming around jet plane, grab a jeep. There was a little shot of some little remote-controlled robot.
Yeah, I like all that stuff.
Clever little things like that to make it stand out. And it looks beautiful.
It looks amazing,
graphically stunning.
What else? Double Dragon 2 remake is coming to Xbox Live Arcade.
I love Double Dragon.
I like it, but I'm rubbish at it.
Yeah.
I just can't do it at all. But it's fun.
Yeah.
It's good fun.
It's good to see it coming back. And that's coming out on Xbox Live Arcade.
They did some good remakes. They did Jetpack. They brought out on Xbox a couple of years ago now. And it was great. And they had a reskin version, and they had the classic Spectrum version, and it was great, but you could play it online with your mates. So me and my mate will be playing double player Jetpack, and we're going, if our 14-13 year old selves could see us now, this is the dream that we had 25 years ago. We're living it.
Yeah,
forget your hover cars and your silver suits, this is it, man.
Properly living it.
Wonderful. It'd be nice. I've always said that they should bring out Elite on Xbox Live or PlayStation Network. I still can't understand.
But that seems to be some dull licensing issue or something that's holding.
You're fools. Come on, men. Let's be men about this. Fight it out and or shake hands or do something. What other games would you like to see
brought remade?
Back? Yeah.
I'd like to go back even to the kind of Jet Set Willy days, really, and make some kind of crazy remake of that. I don't quite know
there
how
was,
it would
well,
work.
No, I tell you what, there was, again, a couple of years ago, maybe even a bit more now, actually, on a website, I think it was Way of the Rodent, I'm not sure, they had a multiplayer Jet Set Willy. And you could have like 16 people playing Jet Set Willy in the original graphics and stuff and just running around. It was kind of a bit mad and it didn't really work and it crashed a lot. But it showed that, this was a few years ago, so things have come on a lot. You could do it quite easily. It showed that sort of, there was an appetite for that sort of thing.
Mm.
And it could be done. So yeah, Jet Set Willy would be...
That'd be quality. One of my favourite old school games was Super Sprint as well. Do you remember Super Sprint? You used to get it in the arcades. It was a top-down racer.
Right.
And you were driving these little Formula 1
little
cars.
Little figure of eight tracks.
Yeah, that's it. Yeah,
I used to love it. It was black and white, wasn't it?
No, it was in colour, just about. But,
right.
But you had you could play it four-player.
Yeah, yeah,
which
yeah.
Which was with, really
And there were
really
four steering wheels.
Exactly, yeah.
I think there was like a black and white one. I thought, how old are you? I think I'm a bit older than you. I'm 38. Am I older than you?
Just about.
Okay.
Just.
I remember like a black and white, or at least a green screen kind of version.
Yeah.
But you're right, it was awesome. And they were proper heavy steering wheels that you got with kind of like a leather sort of thing. And so you've been like 8, 9, 10 years old playing that. And it felt, you know...
Back when they made proper arcade.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And it was mad. And it got confusing when you went around the top left bend because suddenly your eyes had to... Anyway, yes, a bit of Super Sprint.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Just remake that and make that really polished.
I was a big fan of Popeye's. But Popeye's, someone asked me what the first arcade game was I played the other day. I think it was Popeye, which was 1982, and I must have played something before that because I was nine. But Popeye was the first game I was obsessed by, it, and it was great. You had to jump around and collect hearts, and that was it, and eat spinach and do all that nonsense. But awesome, I'd love to see that.
Yeah. There was another game that sprung to mind, which was an Amiga game, which I hadn't thought about for years, and it suddenly came into my head. It was called Flood. Do you remember Flood?
It rings a bell.
You were like this weird kind of blob-shaped character, and each level was you in a cavern, and it was gradually filling up with water, and you had to like jump around collecting stuff.
Yeah, I remember that.
Get all of the things that you had to collect before you drowned in this ever-rising flood.
Yeah.
It was a great game.
I remember that. Dear listener, go to the Facebook page. Is there an easy route to the Facebook page?
There is, yeah. Go to facebook.com/MSNGamecast.
Like us, and tell us what games you'd like to see remade, please. We'll have a bit of that.
Mm.
Any other business? We have got some comments on the Facebook page. I was being slightly harsh, actually. And we have got a few. Do you want to do the first one, Nick?
Yeah, Mike VZ is asking us, any of you guys going to Eurogamer in September or Replay Expo in November? And didn't you host the Blackpool one last year?
I did host the Blackpool Replay Expo last year. I did it as a favour for free, and it was wonderful and very geeky, and I had a fantastic time, and I was supposed to be doing it this year for money, and they've not got in touch.
Oh.
So if they ask me to, I'm there, but I don't know what happened.
Yeah, really. It sounded awesome.
It was great. It was amazing. I was only there for the first day, but it was just full of geeky men and women digging computer games, man. And they had every console there you could imagine. It was awesome. So, I thoroughly recommend going. Matthew Storer only got from Dust so far, but it's great. Two levels to go and starting to get slightly frustrated. Tried the demo. ITSP? What's that?
This is Insanely Twisted Shadow Planet. The question that he's replying to here was about the Xbox Live Summit of Arcade.
Okay, yes, of course.
And From Dust is one of the games in that, as is ITSP.
Yep.
Which is this kind of crazy-looking shooter-type exploring game where you're this little UFO thing and you just have to bobble around these cabins grabbing stuff. It's quite weird, but looks kind of cool as well. One of those games that's really polarised reviews. Some people are giving it about 3 out of 10, and other people are going crazy about it.
Yeah.
So I quite fancy having a look. I haven't had a chance to check it out yet.
We have got an entry for the Space Invaders competition.
We have one entry.
Space Invaders, Wrath of Gokwan, starring Trini and Susanna. The year is 2021-22. And on Space Station, Space Whacker, evil villain Gokwan is forcing the ship's crew to wear horizontal stripes, making them look really fat. They send out a distress call, and our heroes, Trini and Susanna, answer. They flank Gok and stand within 1 foot of him, seriously cramping his style, whilst ruthlessly accessorizing him. Will Gok break? Will there ever be a new series of What Not to Wear? All these questions and more will be answered in movie theatres worldwide. Well, as that's the only entry we've got, Will Broom wins Duke Nukem. Signed by the team. I'll bring it in next month. Will, if you can send us either myself or Nick or a private message with your address or email address, then we'll get in touch and you can have that. Well,
I think my favourite part of that is the title, actually. Nice bit of wordplay there.
Yeah, it's good. Well done, well done. Yeah. So I started there and thought and didn't really think much about the rest. But good, excellent, well done. And then we are asking for trying to start a rumour.
Yes.
Joseph Kramer, who phones my radio show and is absolutely bonkers. Tetris was actually a trigger to activate Russian sleeper agents across the world. And Andrew Wiggins says Xbox are rebooting the following titles: Night Trap, Sewer Shark, and Ground Zero Texas to commemorate the 20th anniversary of Digital Pictures, and are currently doing castings for the roles of the Sega Control Attack Team.
I think that would be a really great rumour if people actually remembered what those games were.
Yeah.
But I had to look this up because I'd forgotten all about them. And they were on the Sega Mega CD.
Oh, wow.
They were those awful games.
I remember, Night Trap.
Mostly just TV footage.
Yeah, really. Yeah.
Of actors.
Oh, okay. Well, Andrew, round of applause for the referencing the Mega CD. There's got to be I am keen to. We'll let this run roll for a bit longer because I am keen to start a little rumour that we can.
It would be great, yeah.
That'd be brilliant if we can. If you've got any suggestions for a rumour that we can start that is believable, it's got to be believable, but nonsense, then Facebook, go to the Facebook page and post it. Nick, we've got some tweets as well.
We do. Elo Gilo asks, any recommendations for Xbox multiplayer puzzle games? We tire of Uno and Peggle.
Funny you mention Uno, because I was speaking to an old Uno friend just yesterday, and I'm that week that the wife's away, I'm going Uno crazy.
Really?
I'm getting back into the Uno.
I don't think I've played it.
No. Uno's an awesome card. Well, it's a great card game anyway. It's the best card game in the world.
Yeah.
But online it's great, because you never know. It was, if you're lucky, you might see a Willy.
In Uno,
yeah, you might see a Willy or a ladies thing, because you could have like cameras, and it was before chat roulette, so you'd sometimes see a little bit of nudie.
Right,
it was always a treat.
People playing nude Uno.
Yeah. They'd have. I remember once a guy just had a camera, and all you saw was his downstairs department with no trousers on or anything, and it was you're there. And the thing is, it was always to shock, and people would come and go, oh, that's disgusting, I'm out of here. And I would just carry on and talk to him as though nothing strange, you're right, mate, how's it going? Whereabouts are you from? As if nothing strange had happened at all. I'm hoping that's still happens.
I can see the attraction there.
But any recommendations?
Recommendations. Well, I'm guessing from this person's name that they might have already played Elo Milo, which is another kind of multiplayer puzzle game. A 3D map one where you have two players and you have to make them meet in the middle by manipulating each level in various different ways. That's a really cool one. Also Chime, which we've spoken about several times on this show. You can play that in the new version, I think, Chime Deluxe. You can play that multiplayer too, and that's a great game.
Frontisaurus Rex has got Street Cleaning Simulator.
Yeah, didn't come into us.
What the... Come listen, big road vehicle simulating games companies. We are the only outlet that is publicising your slightly tatty wares. Send us freebies, for goodness sakes.
We've seen none of Street Cleaning Simulator.
Follow me at Ian Lee, IAINLEE, your MSN Tech Nick, TECHNIK.
That's me.
Verity's not here, so we're not plugging her. The captain can forget it. Give us your Facebook page one more time.
Facebook.com/MSNGamecast.
And if you did just fast forward to the end, like I said at the top, to discover whether it's worth listening, actually it's a corker this month.
Absolute gold.
One of the best. Rewind, and enjoy. Until next month, when hopefully it'll be the three of us.
Yeah, it certainly will.
Ta-ta. Thanks very much.
Gamecast from MSN.